AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors in Chicago say Empire TV actor Jussie Smollett misled police and the public to believe that his attackers were white. The actor is accused of planning the attack with two men, then claiming he was the victim of racist and homophobic white men. Assistant State Attorney Reza Lanier says Smollett and one of the two brothers allegedly in on the plan had a working relationship.
Defendant Smollett and Abel socialized together, exercised together, as well as worked on the Fox television series Empire. Within that working relationship, Abel was a stand-in for a character named Kai.
Lanier says Smollett gave detailed instructions to the two brothers who helped him stage the attack. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he has to come clean.
Absolute justice would be an apology to this city that he smeared, admitting what he did, and then be man enough to offer what he should offer up in terms of all the resources that were put into this.
If convicted, Smollett could get jail time and be ordered to pay the cost of the investigation. A government agency says basic airfares have dropped to their lowest level in nearly 25 years.
The average cost for airline travel within the U.S. reached its lowest level since 1995 when tracking began. $343 after adjusting for inflation. That's $2 lower than the same period the year before, according to the numbers from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. However, that doesn't count the fees that airlines add for things like checking a bag, getting a roomier seat, or moving up in the boarding line. Airlines are relying more and more on those extra fees and credit card deals to boost their revenue and stay profitable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A couple of firsts in space. Israel is trying to become the fourth nation to land a spacecraft on the moon.
Three. 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Tonight's launch from Cape Canaveral of a Falcon 9 rocket carrying the privately funded Genesis lander. If all goes according to plan, the four-legged craft, about the size of a washing machine, will make a series of expanding orbits of the Earth before it reaches lunar gravity. It's scheduled to touch down on the moon April 11th. The Japanese space agency JAXA says its spacecraft touched down on an asteroid 170 million miles from Earth. It only stayed a few seconds, but during that time, it reportedly fired a pinball-like bullet from a tube into the surface, and sensors were able to collect samples of the asteroid, which is only 3,000 feet in diameter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.